Okay, so let's get some clarity on some of the cases we've covered. We have the case which was asked to the poskim of the Mitzvah Yisop in New York. Somebody rents an apartment for 2-year lease, written in the contract, 2-year lease. And he's been there already 4 years. Means he's been there 2 years out of lease. Then he gets a letter from the landlord. I'd like you to move out. I need to personally move in. Have family reasons, issues, need a bigger place. I want you to move out. You're out of lease. Unfortunately, when he wrote the original contract, he didn't write a clause to exclude the rental law, which gives certain rights to a renter, really squats his rights in a certain way, that he can stay unlimited as long as he likes. So we want to know whether that was din malchus din or not. And Milchus Yitzhak concluded, no, because it has to be din or din, it has to be called a te'elis, a law designed to help society at large. And nowadays, maybe in the old days when apartments were few and thin to find, very difficult when people were out on the apartments that are out on the streets, maybe it was a te'elis. But nowadays there's no such a te'elis to be considered this as dinner malchus a dinner. However, the last thing we left with last week was Rav Moshe Feinstein, and we're going to repeat Rav Moshe Feinstein again, and start with him this week. Rav Moshe Feinstein says about this rental law, the squatter's rights law, says like this. Finis dati, v'uv duzu, ein hanidan ka misan dinah malchus hadinah. It's got nothing to do with this dinah malchus hadinah. We don't need to come on to dinah malchus hadinah. If you rent an apartment, once there's an established law out there about rights, and you don't write specifically in the documents that when the time comes you have to get out, you just write stam, well, making it say, it's like you made the condition, that I am committing myself as a contractual law to follow what the law says over here. In Cain, who gam ad bin adin Torah, therefore it's bidin Torah, that you can't chuck him out because it's like a condition which you agreed to as part of your contract. So even if you say, dinner, ain't the marcus of the dinner. Doesn't matter. Once there's a minog out there that people are practicing it because of the dinah of the dinah, and you don't make a tanai to exclude yourself from it, so it's ki'ilu you wrote in it, I'm committing myself, my relationship with you, to follow this a law, which in this case means the renter can stay.
Would Ramosha still say that once it has become standard practice to include such an exclusion in the leases?
But if there's a standard practice to break an exclusion, and if you don't,
it's even stronger.
So therefore, it's even stronger.
Right,
than
I thought when you write a contract, even if you don't include the standard clauses, it gets
not for everything.
Not
no,
for everything.
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that's so according to that, in Ahalocha, that even if it's dinner, it's not dinner battles dinner. Michal Jesus says not fair strategy, but you still the renter can squat there after time because of another rule. You didn't exclude yourself, so you follow the general minhag around you. General minhag around you is to follow this law unless you exclude yourself. Okay. So now I'll go to your Maaseh Hashoah Kachoy and Mason here in the Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they have a similar law. And they have all sorts of rules for it. Now, one of the rules is, under this law, is you walk into the apartment, you rent it, you got that, you're there for life. You're there for life. Ever so often the owner can put up rent according to the relative prices in the place, but you can't do anything to get rid of him until he dies. Now, even after he is nifta, his wife can stay there until she dies. But when she dies, the children can't come. Understood? Okay. There's another clause to the law that if in during the lifetime of the renter he brings in a child to live with him, then that child automatically gets the rights and can stay there until he dies.
Can you start with children? The child only came in the middle of the tenure?
Often what happens is your child grows in your house, then they get married, and then you say goodbye to them. And then you get older and older, and then you would like you to come back and then often
so
help you.
Meaning married children.
This is what happened. We got such an apartment. Some yeshiva owns a lot of apartments, and it rented them out in this fashion. Okay. 30 years down the line, the person who rented is nifta. Okay. There's still an amona there. So still the yeshiva can't do anything, because the amona is there. What does the amona do? She's by herself. Lonely. She brings in her married daughter and the son-in-law to come and live with them with all their family. They come into the apartment. So the yeshiva put up their hands and said, you can't do that. Why? You only, the husband can bring in the child. The wife can't bring in the child. Okay? So she said, okay, what I need to be able to get you to agree to bring in the child. Says, if you want us to agree, then you have to pay for the apartment again, initial fee, to become one of these protected, not you, your child has to pay for the apartment to become like one of these protected rent tenants. If he wants to become a protected tenant to bring him in, then he has to pay for the right to become a protected tenant. And then we'll sell to him like Ki'ilu, he came in number one. Everyone understand?
No. What do you pay to be a protected tenant?
Okay.
Let me repeat. To become a protected
yes,
tenant?
There is.
There is?
Yes. Let me repeat again. That the law says, in such a thing as protected rent tenants, to become like that, it's the person doesn't just rent it out. Maybe I missed this in the beginning. Don't just rent it out. You give a certain lump sum.
Oh, a lump sum.
You become a protected tenant. You're there for life, paying a certain rent, and it goes up ever so often. You can bring your wife stays there even after your nifta, and you can bring in your own child, and they have the protected tenant rights.
Yeah,
sister girl. Okay.
But that has nothing to do with Dina the Malchusa then.
Rega. Rega. So they said, you being this, the wife can't bring a child in. If you want your child to come in to our property, so to speak, he has to become a protected tenant, so he has to pay again. Okay? Have to pay again. So they made the document, made the chuzah, and he paid again. Now they're invested. Why they're invested? Because they found out it's not so posh. There's a discussion amongst the judges in the Israeli courts whether the wife has also a right under the law to bring in their child. So the claim is like this. Mekartos, I want my money back. Because you made me buy to be a protected tenant when I didn't need to be a protected tenant. Because I could have come in any case, because I'm the son of the mother.
Maybe.
Bring a proof from the courts. So, the whole dinter between the yeshiva and the son, is it a mekatos or is it not a mekatos? So what was the upshot of it? So we said we needed it, the basin needs it to hear experts as evidence that what the law holds. What does the law hold? So it came out that there was a case about this in the secular courts, and it was a machlokas between Balak, right?
Barak.
Yes. And a person I think is called Levine. What's the court? So the question is, do you say dinah machusa dinah in such a case?
The
decision of a court was you can bring it in under a not a unanimous decision, under decision of a machlokas in over there? Or don't you say dinah machusa dinah in such a case?
Definitely not in this case. Because specifically Aaron Barak didn't care what the law said, he just did what his own opinion was.
If they voted, they voted.
They voted.
It doesn't matter. And they
said the wife
law.
Can bring in.
You
is it
dinner?
Now
we have a law on the law book which says
that it's ambiguous. Now it's not.
You can bring in.
That's the other problem. Israeli laws are not on the law books. That's the problem.
Arguments between the judges. Judges to make a vote and a decision, yes. Is that called dinah malchusa dinah or not dinah malchusa dinah?
Depends what it happens. If it happened some time before and it's now become what everybody keeps, then it's good to give it. If it's something brand new, it's just disrupted.
I tell you, that logic doesn't work. Why doesn't that logic work, what Eric is saying? Let's say it happened 5 years ago, the decision. But still, even if it happened 5 years ago, the decision, we will not say like Rav Moshe. Why?
It's not the minhag.
But why is not the minhag?
Absolutely, they're not sure what the halacha is, so it's not the minhag.
No, not that long ago. No, why is it not?
Everyone knows about it. It's a minhag.
Why? Why is it not widespread?
Because
it doesn't happen so often. How many times did it happen? When does it come in minhag? When it's widespread, practice all the time. It's been out there, the law, and everyone practices it. It's a common case. It just comes out all the time. It's just that's what they do now. But if it comes out once every 2 years, you can't say that's a minhag. That logic doesn't work.
What neighborhood was this?
I'm not going to say.
Yes. It makes a difference.
What? No, we have to know. Is it practice? That's widely known and practiced. That's all.
So according to both of Moshe and Minhag Yitzchak, you would disregard.
Do you say dinah malchusa dinah? Moshe holds dinah malchusa dinah on things. Yeah, on the rentals and everything. Yeah, but according to Moshe, would you say dinah malchusa dinah even under these circumstances? Or not? Why?
There's no minhag.
Dinah malchusa dinah and minhag are separate things. What did Rav Moshe say? Forget about dinah malchusa dinah. There's something called minhag. But there's no minhag over here. So let's go back to dinah malchusa dinah. Our discussion is this dinah malchusa dinah.
Doesn't it
have to be legislated?
There's a law. It's just it's ambiguous. And there's a mock argument in the court. Does this enter into that wording of the law?
So the courts have validity as Dinah?
Which court?
The Supreme Court. Maybe that's it. It's not legislative. Maybe it doesn't carry any weight.
Well, they're interpreting the legislation.
Interpretation.
They're not,
well.
That's the
they'll
problem.
Not
they're not interpreting. That, they're just... Then I wing it. They're just saying,
does an interpretation of the judge of the law make that law dinah malchusa dinah according to the interpretation? That's basically the question.
Next year, they can interpret it differently. They can have another case and a different vote.
Yes.
So no, it doesn't extend.
Okay, very good.
Let's see. The Israeli court system is a bad example.
The Mari ends him. Number three. B'chol chiyai gavna. In every this type of scenario, Mar be'inish yotzadava malchus mufurish. In order to be dinner malchus dinner, it has to be very clear. Ve'ein etolui b'shikul das eizah shofet. And it's not dependent of this law and an interpretation of some sort of judge. But if the law is dependent on interpretation of certain judges, among the Akois, which are appointed in the secular courts, but don in Apim Bishikul Datum, Melolom lo Adas, Ish Yisrael Shiyesha Ksas Moch, Vidiktu, Loma Lehem, Binamachus, and Vina. No one would actually ever suggest anyone that has any brave that would suggest that that called dinner because of this person's feelings, especially the barak, like you said, who goes with all feelings, not with anything logical over here. Definitely that can't be dinner master dinner. Dinner dinner is clear cut legislation which has not up to interpretation. So anything which is clear cut can be dinner dinner. Anything which is, oh, I interpret it that this fits in, that won't be dinner master dinner. Why? Because of the famous Rashba that says there's a difference between dinner master dinner and dinner da akois she'ena dinner. And this is an example of dinner da akois she'ena dinner. It's not dinner da malchus dinner. It's not clear cut legislation. Now, according to this, it would be unanimously what? Unanimously, this is what's written or this is our interpretation? It would make a difference. If it's written beferish, then obviously then it's kind of irrelevant. If you're saying it's not, but we unanimously feel that it fits into the interpretation, again, you would say that not
the
opposite.
The problem with this is, where do you draw the line? You know, It's so very common that people sue and people take the courts, you know, and what did it really mean and what did it mean, and that's what happens.
No, but some play the game.
Some are more vague than others, but
some are clear, and they have a whole Torah to make it unclear. So then, of course, we don't listen to the whole Torah, but that's what they've been paid for as lawyers, make things very unclear and say, it doesn't mean what's written black and white. No, that doesn't mean these ways. Yeah, that obviously we're not going to accept and say, well, this is interpretation. Clear cut law. But if it's not written there, and we want to know, is this the kavanah of the law? This is what the law meant to also include this. Then that's open to interpretations. That's called an interpretation law, and therefore it's not going to be dinner malchus.
So, basically saying that if
not everything that goes to court, but anything that needs to be interpreted by the court. If it's a real shaila, then they knock on them. If it's a real shaila of whether this is included in the law, and there's one court saying one after the court, then they knock on them. That's not going to be to the market for dinner under those circumstances. So now, after hearing this, we can go back to the tshuva of Milchus Yitzhak in New York. We can go back to the tshuva of the Milchus Yitzhak in New York. And the Milchus Yitzhak says, even after Rav Moshe has told me that rental law, I hold this, and says Milchus Yitzhak says, I hold this, not Milchus. And then Rav Moshe says, even if it's not Milchus, it's a minhag, and you're bound by contract law. Says Milchus Yitzhak, in our particular case, everyone's going to agree, and it's not going to be enough machlokes. Why? Because of the following reasoning. Look at number four. Part of the shaila, what was the actual case? Meshech hazman nisraba b'nei b'leiso shalamaski. The owner had more children, he's got more family, okay, in and out. And one of his children came not well. And the doctor says, he has to have a big apartment. I came to verse the socha shiyakin zirusa bishisocha tilasa. So that's why he's saying, I want you out because I need it for myself, because I need it. I physically need it. I, health reasons, I need it. If that's part of the claim, says the Mechas Yitzchak, oh, makes the whole picture look different. Why? Since under these circumstances, whether you, the tenant has squatter's rights is under the law not clear.
It's not clear
if the law of the rent has squatter's rights when the owner physically needs the apartment, especially if he's got a child who's not, who's ill. Since the doctors say he needs a big dira, it's imperative that for his child's health he needs to have that dira. So now we have to go to court because it's not clear in the law whether the tenant has rights on this, and you have to get a decision from the judge under those circumstances. Most times they don't say the same thing. They always have disputes about it. Everyone goes according to their feelings. On that we do not say it's a law which is clear and no machlokes about it, and it's for sure bad. We don't say such a thing. Okay, gam dati. So therefore, Masad Halacha, the Masker can kick him out. Because there's no Zimahonsa and there's no Minag in this case. Because this is an unusual case. Unusual case that the Tanaya, that I will follow what the rental law doesn't even follow here. Because maybe the rental law will say that you still have rights to kick him out. I ask the shofet, ready kicks him, ready makes it. A non-din machus a din shayla.
But Moshe agrees it's not a din machus a din shayla.
Yeah, but he said it's the minhag is based on
in the contract. I mean, when you wrote the, if they were to stipulate in the contract,
fine. But what?
And they wrote this a
but what's the minhag based on? Totally.
It's based on the din machus, but it's not
yes.
because of the din
machus. Of what the din machus says.
It's a result of it.
No, but the circumstances.
Had he written it beferish, it's a lifetime contract.
But he didn't. But that, no one suggested, no one suggested that that's the condition. The condition that's written, ki'ilu, is I'm following rental law. That's what it's ki'ilu saying. Now what does rental law say here? Don't know. Ask the shofet. So therefore, he paskens, in this particular case for sure, the renter can be kicked out and the owner can get recover his property. Okay, so we finished that case off. You don't have to worry that they were going to come back. No, that's how we finish.
So you can kick him out?
Yes, in this particular scenario. Okay. And again, what do they paskin in the yeshiva case? Over whether you can kick him out or not? They, of course, they paskin that since it's not dinner malchus to dinner, and it's definitely not minhag, so therefore, you can't come with a claim that I had a right to be there without paying, and therefore if you definitely want to mevatel the contract of buying by saying to Mechatzas and say, hey, you made me pay for something I didn't need to pay. Not true. Not true. I didn't make you pay for something which you don't need to pay. It's not clear whether you can come in or not under the law, and therefore it's not something the Masters did, of course. So therefore you wouldn't be able to come in. And therefore you have to pay to come in. And therefore the contract was a good contract, and it's not a Mechatzas, and you don't get your money back. Those two cases. Let's now go to the Kinyan Torah's Shaila. Yeah, we had the Kinyan Torah's Shaila. It was Rav Dayan, Rav Horovitz, Av Basin, Rav Mirza Asser of Strasbourg has a famous Torah sefer called the Kinyan Torah. So let's go back to Shaila and finish that Shaila as well this week. What was that Shaila? I'll remind you. Somebody sells a lot of, he's a wholesaler of paper. Wholesaler of paper. One of the retailers who buy from him owes him a lot of money, because I mean, he's bought on credits a bit, and he went bankrupt. Bankrupt! And it makes a deal with all the creditors, get certain cents on the dollar, that's it. According to bankrupt law, no debt. Rav Moshe says, bankrupt law, the market's dinner, taka, there's no debt. The Minchas Yitzhak says, not the machlokas, because the shach doesn't hold you can go against Torah and dinner markers for the dinner, even when it's a fakonda for the Medina, you can't do it. So therefore, according to the Minchas Yitzhak, it's a machlokas. Fine. So the Shaila came, that this person, who's owed a lot of money, the retailer came back into business and started altering paper again. And this time, no one gives him credit, you have to pay up front. Fine. So he pays up front for order of 10,000 papers in a row. And the Shiloh arose, is he allowed to take the 10,000, the money for the 10,000, but only give him 9,800 rolls of paper, i.e. he keeps back 200 for himself as a deduction of his money, which is Otei. Now, according to Rav Moshe, what's he done by doing that?
Gezel.
Because he's not owed any money. You got that, so you're stealing something. According to Minchas Yitzhak, it's a machlokas when the machlokas applies in this case. And when there's a machlokas, what's the halacha?
Money stays with it.
Money stays with it when you're in Basin. But if you're out of Basin and they haven't yet come to Basin, what's the halacha?
You can't take it.
What?
You can't take it. You can't take it.
What? Before that? What's the halacha? The halacha is you can be tofus. Grab. Based on opinion that says I hold this works. You can't do that once you got to Basin. Out of Basin, grab. Why? Maybe it's Gezel. No, maybe it's Gezel for him because he owes me money. So therefore I take it and I'm holding now the money. You prove it's Gezel. So the Chora is dependent on Rav Moshe and Minchas Yitzhak. Rav Moshe says, no, Minchas Yitzhak will probably say, out of Basin, you didn't ask anyone, you did it yourself, okay. You'll be victorious in your claim. But it's not so posh. Let us analyze a bit the halachas of Geneva, especially as we're coming round this time of year, in the Elul's month, that we don't have to have any Geneva in our pocket as we enter into the Yom Menorah. So let's learn a particular halacha in Geneva, relevant to the Shina, maybe commonly not known, as I would say. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says the following. Number 5. Lo tignovu. Says in the Torah, you can't steal. Kosar Achman alomni. So the Gemara says, why does it tell me you can't steal? Why is the Torah telling me you can't steal? What? It's a funny question. Well, it sounds funny because you didn't learn the previous bit of the Gemara. Previous Gemara says, I already know you can't steal, even if you don't write it. Because what you tell me, you can't lend interest because it's type of stealing. You can't overcharge because it's also type of stealing. Once you tell me that's osa, then of course regular stealing is osa. You don't need to tell me that stealing is osa. That's osa, for sure stealing is osa. Why write it? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers, the Katani lo tignov amanas lebekit, lo tignov amanas shalin tashlumi kefal. Because it wants to tell you a case where you may think it's not gezel and it's not stealing, it is still called stealing. What's the case where you may think it's not stealing? And if you steal with intention not to use it for yourself, just to cause problems for the guy and make him worry, and then you're going to give it back afterwards.
So practical joke?
Or, in other words, either you can say it in a nice form, practical joke, or you call it nastiness. It's the same type of thing. I'm sure people have been involved, maybe I wouldn't suspect you doing this, but know about in school times the things that people take things and where is it? Oh, and then give it back. Says the Gemara Bava Metzia, you open it at the nice of Geneva. Okay. Why? Why is that geneva? What's geneva usually?
You intend to keep it.
Why is that a problem when you intend to keep it?
Why is it a problem?
When you
own it, something is not yours.
Not owning it. You're taking it.
You're causing a loss. Okay. So if regular geneva is causing him a loss, here not causing him a loss. What's the problem? Just a practical joke. Why is it Haka geneva? Okay, so you can say that's onus devorim. That has its own upbeat. Why do you call it geneva?
Onus devorim is just a word. This is a maisa. You're doing a maisa.
A maisa of onus devorim. Now, Shol Shalom Adas, what's Shol Shalom Adas? You are taking it in order? You're going to return it, but what? Are you doing it in the meantime? Using it. So is there any loss over there? You're stealing the use over there. Okay?
Here too, you're stealing the use for 2 minutes.
No, you're causing a loss of use. Here, you're there with Shol, you're using it for yourself. Here, you're preventing him from using that. Maybe a grom of damages if he loses anything like that. But mazik, health mazik, which you don't have to pay if there's any claim of loss. By locking the room up and stopping him coming in to use things. Okay? It's not geneva. Geneva is when I steal something away from him, either the item or its use for me. None of this is over here. Why is it geneva? But what's the issue of taking something?
Why is stealing and stealing music? Is stealing on a permanent basis with no intention to use it, and it's stealing?
So what have you done? You made him permanently have a loss of the item. That's called stealing. Correct.
How long is it lost?
Okay, that's a question that needs to be analyzed, maybe not asked. So the Rambam was worried about it, and he adds words which are not mentioned in any Gemara, just words himself. Everyone says this is quite astonishing that he says these words. The Rambam says it. The Rambam, let's read the Rambam inside. Same halakha 5. Also, ligno kol shehut in Torah. Also, steal even a minute amount, as far as the Torah is concerned. But also, ligno der schok, you can't steal as a joke. Oh, ligno v'amnas lasi, you can't steal in order to give it back. Oh, ligno amas l'shalem, you can't steal in order to pay money. Hakol also, everything's also. Why? Shlo yadu atzmo bakach. So you shouldn't train yourself to do such a thing.
So it's like zero.
But it's the right thing. So therefore,
what's the right thing? That's the reason.
So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says the Rambam is saying us the reasoning of why it's also midaraisa. This is why the Torah made gezel geneva also. Why do also? The Issa Geneva, everyone made a mistake. Everyone thought the Issa Geneva. It's because you're causing your friend a loss, which is of course terrible, but that's not the definition of the Issa Geneva. The Issa Geneva is the action of training yourself to do an evil act. It's an evil, intrinsic act, which is also to train yourself to do. So I don't care whether you cause them a loss or not cause a loss. Both cases is an evil act, which you mustn't train yourself to do, and it's under it again. Maybe. Okay. Once we have that Hatzomah, I now ask you this question. In our case, let's say we go with the Shach, there's no dinner, Malchus the dinner by bankruptcy law. And therefore, as far as halacha, Reuven owes Shimon money, even though he paid 20 cents on the dollar, he still owes him 80 cents. Fine. Now what does Shimon want to do?
Sneakily take it.
Now what does Shimon want to do? Sneakily take what?
money that he thinks he's entitled to.
Let's say he is entitled to. So what does he want
by
sneakily to?
And why?
What does he want to sneakily do? Take his money. He wants to, in other words, steal his money.
How do you steal
in the best scenario.
Money?
Let's say it's the best scenario. It's his money, which is not clear, but if it's his money, and what does he want to do? He wants to steal his money.
How do you steal your own money?
Because he's holding my money over there. I want to steal it back.
But it's not stealing if it's yours.
What?
If you think it's yours.
It's not stealing if it's yours.
Are you sneakily trying to recover money from somebody who owes you money? Okay.
Sneakily.
Okay, sneakily. What is the issa of Geneva?
Being grudgy yourself.
To cause him a loss? No.
Wait
even
a minute.
You don't cause him a loss.
If he steals my car and parks it in his driveway in the middle of the night, I sneak into his driveway and drive my car away. Am I stealing?
That's the question.
All right. I don't see the question.
The Torah lets you take your possession.
The mitzvah. You're helping him. The Haitian possession.
Okay. So it's possible to everyone. Of course, it's okay. That's what everyone's saying.
It's not okay because there's a Gemara that says you should do it for Hestia, but that's not because of
let us read that Gemara which Matis remembers in his head. The Gemara in Baba Kama number 6 comes side. It says like this. Ben Bug Bug Omer. Comes along Ben Bug Bug and he says a halacha. Al tikonis lachotza chavercho. Do not illegally trespass in your friend's property. Little eshlacha shlo berishus. To take your item without his permission. Shematira onov kaganer. Maybe you'll look like a ganer. Ella, what should you do? Shava eshino. Knock on the door, say hello, and hit him in the face and break his teeth. Va'omer and say to him, Shali ani notel, I'm taking my own item. You stole from me, I want it back. You're not allowed to steal it back. What you're allowed to do to the gunner is knock on the door and say, you got my item, you know me, recognize me, yeah, you stole my item, yeah, okay, give it back, no. Then you can, after the no, you can use physical force to show that I'm getting it back now. You need a few friends.
So when I learned that Gemara, the way I learned it is
okay,
one
so what,
is preferable well, over the
let
other.
Me,
not that...
Let me explain it before you ruin it. So the Gemara seems to be saying, someone's stolen something of mine, and you're not allowed to steal it back.
You're allowed to take it back.
Not allowed to steal it back. What you're allowed to do is physically show him that I'm taking it back.
You're allowed to rob it at some point.
He doesn't say you're not allowed to steal it back. He says you're not allowed to take it back.
Tigno.
No.
Shema tira alav kagano.
You're
okay. So have I got a proof from here that it's also to steal back your own item from the gunner? Take it back, Derek Geneva. Is it called Geneva? Is it called Geneva to steal your item?
No.
Why? What about this Gemara?
It doesn't say you're stealing it from your reassurance.
So you're saying it's just Morris Iron. That's what you say. Morris Iron. Just Morris Iron, you say. Eric is saying it's Morris Iron. If it's mine, then what is all called Thomas?
No.
Thomas is when I take something forcibly against what I'm papering.
Take your word, run into my house.
I'm papering. Yours. I take yours and say, don't worry, I'll pay for it. I don't want to sell it. Here, pay for it. That's called Gensel's when you don't pay for it. Here, I'm not taking yours at all, I'm taking mine. And it's saying over here, don't do it. But Eric said, no, Raya, really, there's no issa. It's just Marasai.
Also, the Lashon is alti kanis. I didn't say utterly kanis. It's sort of like, it's l'chatzila, this is the way to do it. Like, it's a recommendation.
Okay.
But for the Eved, you could.
So that haven't, therefore, you're telling me I haven't convinced you from this Gemara, because it's not true. It's just an Marasayan, it says an Eight Satova, maybe. but not actually an Issa.
It might be also from Marasayan, but not from Gedeva.
Okay. Says Tosus. That you're all right. Tosis says you're all right. Tosis says the lack of a soda. Obviously, you're not a little guy, and he's not a big guy, and you've got nothing to lose. You might as well hit him and get it back in a public fashion, rather than go sneakily, because you've got nothing to lose. Because with the osterikashuos, the fact is oster to go in and sneakily get back your own. Must be that you've got nothing to lose if you don't. But, says Tosus, if you've got something to lose, then avada, you can sneakily go in and get it back. More can say that you're allowed to do it. Now, if it's an Issa deraisa of Geneva, because a sneaky act intrinsically is also mitaraisa, then does Peseda allow you to do Issa deraisas?
No.
No. So we see from this Tosis that you're all right, that this Gemara is not saying it's Issa deraisa because it's a sneaky act. It's saying it's really mutter. Just looks bad. It's a tova, don't make yourself a bad name. But in events where you can't help it, because you're going to lose, then ain't nothing you're allowed to do it. Like Eric and Dan says. Okay. However, there's a problem. Because Tosis is not the only opinion over there, there's a Me'iri. And the Me'iri says this. Ma'ata. Somebody sees his own item in his friend's house. And he's worried he's just going to keep it. There's no way of getting it back. Then what should he do? He should go in front of his friend, say, Lito Shalom, Bachazoka, to return it in a public fashion. And if he stops you, Shoveshinov, hit him. Break his teeth. I'm taking mine. Mekol mokum. Nevertheless, el yikanes shom derech haloma shema yevgadranav elashim osu. Do not, even in the case of loss, which is what the Mary is talking about, even when there's a hesed involved, do not enter under any circumstances into the house to recover yourself, your item, even if it's yours. If you did, it worked, but you're not allowed to. So we see the Me'iri, as the Rachonim points out, is arguing, maybe he's talking about a case where there's hesed, for Malkum Hesed. And it says, for Malkum Hesed, do it in a public fashion, but under no circumstances enter into the house in a tricky way. If you did, then we can't do anything. You entered, you did something wrong, and you got your own stuff back. But it's also to do it.
The Mara says Mefurash, if there is a loss, you're allowed to take the law in your own hand.
No, why is the Gemara say that? Tosis said that.
No, it's the Machlok Ben Baga, the Bar Plukta with the Man Amar before.
No, there's no Machlok to say that.
The guy who's taking your water, so go take a shovel and bang him over the head.
That's banging over the head, fine. In a public fashion.
Kill him is fine.
Not kill it. Geneva is a problem. Geneva, the Gemara is not talking about that. Just Bagbag and Bagbag saying Geneva is a problem, and says the Miri, that means it's a problem under all circumstances, even if the Hesed, you're not allowed to do it.
Where does the Miri say that, though?
That's the case. Okay. You read it well.
What? He
says,
don't do it.
Shim also, what's Shim also? If you did it, you did it. Not allowed to do it. And out. Even if you lost, that's it. You lost. Let me machazik this with the Minchas Chinuch. And even if you don't believe me up to now, here you believe me. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Number 7. The Ab Alban Lemels Lemekets Ab Shalom Osir Lignov Min HaTorah. It's also to steal even your own item, midderaisa. It's not because of money, because it's money, it's my money. Rak levad, rak hamidza hagrua ba'atzmo ha-Torah osa. The Torah osa, the act, is an essential act which is osa deraisa to do. So it doesn't matter if it's your money, his money, going to give it back. That's not what's robbing us, the money. It's the action which you're doing in a sneaky fashion. That's the issa. Awesome is their issa.
Beating a guy to a pulp is okay.
Beating a guy to a pulp is okay?
Yeah.
Why?
You're making it clear that you have a just cause.
Public and pure.
Why?
Only if you resist. Only if you resist.
Nah. Okay. So you put up, he's saying it's Issa Daraisa to sneakily, but you're allowed to hit him and allowed to take it away from him in a public fashion. Why?
It's yours.
So it's yours. Well, so it's yours, why can't you do sneaky? That's what's the bad, difference?
One's a bad mida, one's not.
One, a gneva is a bad action intrinsically itself. That's an Issa action. Hitting in the face is mutter because base themselves will hit him if he doesn't give back you.
It's only he's resisting. He's attacking you. You're self-defending.
You're acting like a basin. Ovid in the Shinashi. You're acting like a basin. Basin says, give it back, give it back, give it back. If you don't,
that's it.
Not sneakily.
There's one major problem with this.
So, before we see the problem, we speak out where we're halting.
Okay.
Issa Ganeva is this intrinsically evil in the action. The Mela says the Milchus Yitzchok, based on the Gemara Ben Bag, it's an Issa Daraisa even to steal your own item. So it come out that this guy, even if you hold like the Shah, and says, no dealing with Markinson, and he owes me money, and I want to sell him 10,000 and only give him 9,800. But what are you doing by doing such a thing? You're doing an action of recovering your own in a fashion of Geneva, which is an Issa Daraisa.
Taking forcefully is it's the same thing.
Now we're going to ask Shmuel's question. Shmuel says a question. Taking forcibly your own, that's called Gezel. Taking sneakily your own is called Geneva. If you're telling me Geneva is also intrinsically, even when it's yours, why can you do Gezel, which is public, take for, by force, recovering your odds, which is called Gezel of yours, why is Gezel on your own item, Mutter?
Because the Rambam says, Geneva, Dafka.
Okay, fine. But why?
Everyone's going to know that you're recovering your own object, so you're not...
I'm going to tell everybody I recovered my own car.
I got a clue. Fine, more time we're not worried about. We're worried about the sneak action. Read the Rambam's four last words as a clue why it's dafka by Geneva and it isn't applied by Gesel.
Well, you don't want to demargue yourself to hold up people at gunpoint either.
I think we just had back and forth of the answer. There's the Rambam. The problem of sneaky Geneva, which is Osmid Reiser, is because the Torah says, I don't want you to frequently do such a thing. You're training yourself to be a sneaky guy. You do it once, you do it twice, you do it three times, you do it four times, five times, 10 times. You end up doing it all your life. But if we say you can do Gezel for your own item, how many times are you going to do that? Like you said, in public, everyone's going to see. Yeah, and we come with, how many times are you going to do that? How many times are you going to do that? You're not going to train yourself to do such a thing. So therefore, that hasn't got an Issa Daraisa on it. Because you won't do it on a frequent basis. Okay? Now, all good and all's good, except for one thing. It's the Shulchan Aruch Harav says you're allowed to steal back your own item because of Tosfos Now, okay, you got a tosis, but I don't understand. Shulchan Aruch Rav, you're posik. Shulchan Aruch Rav doesn't argue on Shulchan Aruch. Even if there's Rishonim, he doesn't say, I pass like Rishonim against the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch just quotes the Rambam. And the Rambam clearly says the Issa of Geneva is nothing to do with causing a loss, it's to do with intrinsically evil acts. So if it's intrinsically evil acts, then it's absolutely 1 plus 1 equals 2. You can't even do it to yourself. Can't even do it yourself. So why are you passing like Tosas, which is Keneged Halacha? The Rambam is brought down, which is like the Meiri. That is, it is intrinsically the action itself, and therefore even your own, it should be asking me the right thing. And Hefzah shouldn't work. Why is the Shulchan Aruch allowing you when he's got the Shulchan Aruch that says you're not allowed to?
This is really an extension of the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam is dealing with the Iker Din Doraisa.
Now, is it extension or not extension?
If the Issa.
The Rambam is only taking
your own.
If the
Issa is, not loss. It is. The action, Midoraisa, to do in a tricky fashion, the action is wrong, whatever your reasoning is. That's what the Rambam is saying. So even your own, that just follows.
No, it doesn't. It's much lesser degree.
Meir just said it.
You don't marvel yourself because you're taking your own thing. You don't usually have to steal
okay,
your
so
own.
Okay, I'll get Michal Siddur. Michal Siddur read the Rambam.
Yeah, he could argue on
correct.
It.
Yeah, he can.
Correct.
He's not arguing.
I'm saying it's
okay.
Not the Rambam.
So what's the interpretation?
This is
Hanor Halab.
Could definitely argue with
okay,
the Rambam.
Okay, but you have to have another interpretation of the Rambam. What's his interpretation of Rambam? If your
that's
interpretation,
not difficult for me to understand.
If the interpretation of the Rambam is the action of sneakiness is an Issa, doesn't matter what you're doing it for, so what's the reason why it's yours, it's okay?
Because it's the action of sneakiness with somebody else's object. That's Geneva.
Why?
It's mine, it's not
why
Geneva.
Why the action of sneakiness in somebody else's object?
I'm not even going to address that. It's so obvious
why?
What the distinction is.
No, not.
If it's yours and mine,
they've
no
gone on
difference.
Holiday, the lights are out, I've got my black hood on, I'm taking my ladder, I'm climbing up, I'm opening the window and going in. What's the problem over there? I'm recovering my own item. No, the problem over there is because you're osik in a maisa of trickiness.
So you're telling me, according to Rambam, it would be awesome for me to sneak in to your apartment and have, when you knock on the door, say, surprise party, because I'm sneaking.
If you're stealing something.
I'm not stealing anything. I'm just going in and say, but I snuck.
Maybe. It's trespass. Unless you have the umzunah that he wants you to do. So what's the other possible interpretation of the Rambam when he says, it's not the loss and it doesn't matter what you're doing it for. It's because the action is problem. What's the possible interpretation of that action which would not include
taking somebody else's object?
Right. Why?
Period.
No.
Because the Torah doesn't want you to take other people's
object.
No, it's not a chok. It says it's
no, it doesn't want you to take other people's stuff.
And what's the problem in Shilogyo taking somebody else's stuff? What's the problem? What's Chashishir? Chashishir.
You will take somebody else.
So even my stuff.
No, I'm not going to come from taking my stuff. Taking your stuff.
It's my time. That you'll be marking yourself to want more and more and more. You're running your thing. You get back to the baseline of zero.
And if it's yours, so what's the why? And if it's yours, it's okay. Why?
Because you went from a minus back to zero. But
minus, you moved yourself. But you've moved from minus to zero. So then maybe you move to five. Maybe you move to 10. If you're moving, then maybe you move.
Can I ask my major problem
the
here?
Gives, it's an assumption or cost to the other person. If it's your own thing, it's not a cost.
Okay, so but what's the cost? What's the and he says it's the action. What's the action cost? Let us see the writer talking off the side. He says it before.
The action is bad.
Yes.
And it's not a loss to the person. And the fact that it's costing somebody whatever it is, a heart attack or a pain or discomfort.
Well, onus devarim. It's not the it's the gedim.
It doesn't matter. You're not talking it. He's calling it. You're trying to say it.
It's geneva, we think.
But the loss is not relevant.
Yes, it's not relevant. That's it.
If the loss is not relevant, so all the other things
okay.
Are relevant.
Okay, let's read. I'm going to read a halachic wording for what you're all saying. Halachic wording. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch Rav inside. Hatam mishum the gezelus anochi emo isa and came discovering the gozer mamish amlash lo lachsa de meha gezel. Gezel of a goy is only when you intend to take a goy's item and not give it back. Avin wrote to the Shan Zotomif, ain't over Mashum Lo Sigzo. If you want to steal from a goy, and you're going to give it back, you're not over Lo Sigzo. And Mashum Lo Sachmos. You're over another Issa called Lo Sachmos. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying, what's evil and called Issa Daraisa of Geneva is when you're doing an action which is an offshoot of Lo Sachmos. What's Lo Sachmos?
Wanting something else.
None of these are Lo Sachmos.
He said, wanting something else and acting on it. So therefore, the interpretation of Shulchan Aruch Rav, it says, what's evil about Geneva? I agree, it's not causing him a loss. Even when it's not causing him a loss, it's still evil action, which is Isidore. So what's the reasoning? Because it's an offshoot of Lo Sachmos. You're taking his item in order for specific use for yourself. What's your use over here? To cause him sar, to cause him, to give him a surprise, or whatever you want to do it for. But you have an interest to take his for your use. Anytime you take his for your use, that's called an offshoot of Lo Sachmos, and it comes under the Issa Geneva Deraisa. So therefore, that's why, now it's obvious, why if it's your item it's okay?
Lo Sachmos
is not something to do, Lo Sachmos is obviously only thing to do with somebody else's.
He's a Das Yachid, or?
No, Shulchan Aruch Rav says that's a halacha, he's a posuk, and he says that's how I interpret the Rambam, and I don't have to go like the Minchasim. Now we have to know what that poskim pasuk, so which is the bottom line.
Tigzol is the same as Geneva.
Yes. Yeah, he holds there's no difference, because in, he says it's not the trickiness which is the problem, and therefore there's a difference. Yeah, it says he holds that the whole issue is not trickiness. No trickiness. That's not the problem. And therefore there's no difference between Gezel and Gezel. What's the problem? What's the problem is that it's under an offshoot, a springboard of Lo Sachmos. That's the problem.
Even Ben Bagbag says the Chiluk is doing it sneakily versus publicly.
Yes.
So what does that do with Lo Sachmos?
No, but there's no it's by Ben Bagbag at all. He says that's just Morisayan, like all you learned before. It's Morisayan, like Tosas. We pass by Tosas, Peshatin, Ben Bagbag. There's nothing to do with the Issa here, because it's your own item, it's not Shaiach to Lo Sachmos, and it just looks bad, and if you can avoid it, you avoid it. If you can't avoid it, you do it. That's how we learn the Gemara. And the Issa, which the Rambam's talking about, when it's not your item, and you're using it for some sort of purpose, even if you don't want to cause them a loss, it's still a problem because it's an offshoot of Lo Sachmos.
Why is it possible Lo Sachmos? Where's the Lo
Sachmos? Why not? Anytime I want a prutta of yours, it's also Lo Sachmos. Anytime I desire something of yours.
Your neighbor that's called Shibu.
Yeah.
But there's a major problem with the Minchas Chinuch saying it's Nosam in our Torah. How does he explain how David HaMelech was allowed to steal the water in the spear from Shaul?
Firstly, David, I thought you were going to bring the Gemara on David HaMelech on Samach Aleph on the base in Baba Kama that sends a Shaila to Sanhedrin and says, am I allowed to take the haystacks of the Philistim, or no, in one of the Shailas of the Israel, and give it back them lentils instead? And they said, well, that's called Gezel Teraisa. You can't do that. But you're king. King has special rules. He can do
but
what
he's
he
not
likes.
King here. He's dealing with Shaul.
So I'm saying that we're not going that thing. I got a clear.
But how did he steal?
He got.
He did.
Yes. And was it right?
Yes. He's not punished for that. He's punished for taking the knaf meal.
Knaf meal. Okay. Maybe for Sakona reasons. I don't know.
I'd rather say Minchachinus was wrong.
So we got Machlokas to Minchachinus, bottom line. Machlokas to Minchachinus. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav, what's Peshat in the Rambam? Is it also to steal your own item with the Raisa, or is it Mutter? Is it like a sneaky action? Is it self-interesting also, and therefore yours is also, or it's just an offshoot of those Sachmos and your item is okay? Machlokas. What do we paskin? Bottom line, here we're going to finish tonight. What do we paskin? So we go back to the tshuva of the Kenyan Torah. Kenyan Torah was asked, was he allowed to give in 9,800 instead of 10,000? Let's see his wording. Says, Benizan Titon, number 8. Afilu and Halo Gavva de lo saitini, ma pseida betovim. Okay? Let's say the guy owes you money, because you don't hold to the master's dinner. What's the problem? He's not going to listen to you. It's not a hefset. the hetzer of going into stealing, even if you hold like the makel shitter, is only when there's a hefset. No hefset. Yevakish rishus by Basin, be a smar ba'adkois. Ask permission from Basin, and they should let you go to the sector courts. It's not a loss. You've got things to do. Don't have to do stealing.
Sector courts won't help you here because of bankruptcy.
Big, yeah, I thought of that. I don't understand Islam. Fine.
It also costs you lots of money to go to sector courts.
Fine. But let's continue with his answer. Chutz mizeh. Onu motzer malus kavoter remes begmar zos to mutzelo lekakos beseisa. Do you ever find in a gemara that you're permitted to do such a thing? Take your own item in a stealing fashion. Ligdo beshelo. I'm belosin hamiri, which says it's osa. So we see the Kenyan Torah is worried about the meiri. If the meiri is correct, you're osa to steal even your own item. Does that mean he passes like the Meiri and the Mincha Tchinuch and not like the Shulchan Aruch Rab? I don't know. Well, because he carries on with other reasons why it's a problem. Let's see his other reasons. Neither the Zon, Halakeach Hil Halova, Shilim Avu Minatera Demas Konam. Midaraisa, when you pay for something, Midaraisa, you own the item. So he's paid for the 10,000. He owns the 10,000. It's to turn the mashkan over. But what does he do? He now owes you, let's say he owes you money from the previous debt. The paper belongs to him, because he paid for it. He owes you money, it's called a debt. If it's a debt, it's osa midaraisa to make any tfisa for that debt if you don't go through basically. Special posik in the Torah. If it's a debt, once it's a debt, a chov, you can't ever take money without going through basin, otherwise you'll open this derisa.
I lost the logic there. Say it again.
Once he owns the paper.
Who owns the
once
paper?
Once the retailer paid for money for it, so he owns the paper.
No, he owns it when he makes the kinyan.
Even that's called a kinyan midaraisa. So even before he gets it, he owns the paper. And you want to take his paper now as payment for debt, it's also to take anything from somebody who owes you money for payment for debt without his permission or through Beis Din.
So when somebody said that at the beginning, all the other stuff doesn't matter.
Okay, so he's added. But that's only if he owns the paper. That he's added. The paper belongs to him,
I
and that's what's his.
Midrabanan, he's not coming.
Midrabanan is.
But it's not his. Midrabanan is what counts.
No, Midrabanan is over Midrabanan.
Once you're a Rabbanan, say he's not, it's Hefker Beis Din.
No, it's whole Machlokas. That's Kenyan's role on Maskia Derisa, the whole Machlokas Torah. But he's got another reason to avoid your problem. He has another reason. Bechlal Toma. Heich Yala Lahatidin Zer, Lahatimanea. How can you say it's Mutter? The Vadai Borish is there, Lola Kaka called Atto. Why does this retailer want the 10,000 roll? What's he going to do with it?
Sell it.
He's going to sell it. Okay. Rat Yimka Kamoshahim, he's going to sell it on as it is.
No, he's going to break it up and
sell
it.
Or maybe sell it on as is.
That wouldn't be a retailer. Okay. Retailer takes the wholesale and breaks it up and sells it.
Let's say some of them have a 10,000 order. I don't know. But Emmet's Chosu Matayim Megillon. And when he sells it on, it's missing 200. Venimsa maybe mocha hasheni le de ramos. You're causing you person who owes you money, let's say he owes you money, you're causing him to sell something under false pretenses. Because he's making this 10,000, he's gonna send it to somebody who wants 10,000, and who's gonna lose at the end of the day?
His buyer.
His buyer, which is not the right thing to do. So bottom line is many reasons in this specific case to say it's not allowed. And the bats, whether you can steal or not, it's a machlokas. There's a miri out there. There's a michas chinuch out there. Okay, there's a shulchan aruch. He says it's okay. Machlokas, he says, I'm worried about the miri. Well, I say that. Halacha, he says, I'm worried. So, we're coming up to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Maybe we should all be worried about the miri and michas chinuch and do a Kabbalah, at least for the future, try and avoid this issue as much as possible. Have a very good Shabbat.
I'm worried about much more nefarious things.
Bottom line, he's awesome.
So he already did it. Did he give back what he already took? Did he give back what he already took?
Masha also.